Part again. We lift our hearts.
We lift our hearts. We lift our voice. Again we say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. We will give thanks in glorious hope. Again we say rejoice, rejoice.
Come on, let's just worship our God. We say, oh,
we lift our hearts.
Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Let's just do this for a minute. Just everybody under 21, we want to hear from the younger generation. Just you sing it. Sing it to the Lord. Just pour out your heart. You ready? Can we all sing it together now?
Yeah, yeah. We lift our hearts.
We lift our hearts.
Again we say
rejoice.
Rejoice.
We rejoice.
We will give
yeah.
Again we say rejoice.
Rejoice.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries Podcast, podcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome to a show on celebrating Thanksgiving. We are so happy that you could join us this Thanksgiving season. The scripture reference is taken from Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, as written in the New International Version, the NIV. Verse 17 reads, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." As a Christian, we represent Christ at all times. Everywhere we go, we are seen. Do our actions reflect or represent Christ? Our every spoken word is heard by someone. Do our words bring honor to Christ? Do the sum total of the activities of our daily living bring honor to Christ? For the next few minutes, I'd like to share with you a few Thanksgiving poems. A Thanksgiving poem by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Thou hast with ever watchful eye look down on us with holy care, and from thy storehouse in the sky hast scattered plenty everywhere. Then lift we up our song of praise, O thee, O Father, good and kind, to thee we consecrate our days. Be thine the temple of each mind. With incense sweet our thanks ascend, before thy works our powers pall. Though we should strive years without end, we could not thank thee for them all. And next, a poem entitled Pumpkin by John Greenleaf Whittier. Ah, on Thanksgiving Day, when from east and from west, from north and from south, comes pilgrim and guest, when the gray-haired New Englander sees round his board the old broken links of affection restored, when the care-wearied man seeks his mother once more, and the worn matron smiles where the girl smiled before. What moistens the lip, and what brightens the eye? What calls back the past like the rich pumpkin pie. The last poem is entitled Thanksgiving Observance by author unknown. Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean. Count your kind deeds instead of your mean. Count your health instead of your wealth. Count on God instead of yourself. Praying. Everlasting and eternal God, our Father, hallowed be your name. Awesome and overly abundant is your love, never abandoning us in times of need. Kind and compassionate you are in every situation, sacrificing your Son, Jesus Christ, for the salvation of all humanity. Grant us continually your grace, love, and mercy. Infinite God, there is none greater than you. Victorious was your Son over death. Incarnate, O God, are you in your Son Jesus. Never ending is your grace, love, and mercy. Gracious you are in every way. May I express my love and gratitude to you all the days of my life. May those who don't know you through the love of your Son Jesus be drawn to you and receive salvation. All these blessings I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. If anyone wants the love of God through Jesus, open your heart right now and accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Amen. The closing song is entitled, All Creatures of Our God and King, by Sovereign Grace Music.
Our God is to bring. Heaven and earth will join to sing.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service, so check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea blends today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends, and we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Take hold of your financial situation with an educational and fun-to-use resource, Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit. You'll need to head over to blackstarfundllp.com and click the link labeled #CGFTK listed on the site navigation bar. Once you're inside the CGFTK web app, you'll see a variety of banking, business, and personal finance options that will give you the confidence to move your interests forward in the global economy. Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit is also easy to Google. Head over to Google and search keyword #CGFTK. That's #CGFTK for Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.